Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Many of us like to have a cocktail or two, but sometimes we're left with a hangover that needs no professional diagnosis. We know exactly where it came from. Can you stop those hangovers? Can you actually prevent one? And are there any of those remedies you read about that actually work? Well, this is something I certainly want to know. Dr. Rudy Zarate, he comes on the show. He's the co-founder of Bloom Herbal Organics, and he's going to tell us this. So, Dr. Zarate, what causes a hangover?
Well, a hangover is a result of usually a little bit too much alcohol. That's kind of the most blatant answer to what's a hangover is. It's, well, too much alcohol. There's actually a process that occurs in the body that gives us all the sensations of nausea and photophobia. That's, you know, fear of light and sound. And the alcohol itself is broken down by the liver. There's a couple of different processes that are actually pretty complicated, from glutathione to alcohol dehydrogenase and so on. And these things will eventually lead to a variety of different processes that leave us with these effects, with the headache and the light sensitivity, the irritability, nausea. A lot of people also get vomiting from it. None of those are pleasant. But
no, they're certainly not. And let me sort of segue us to start with prevention, because can you, by drinking a glass of water in between each drink, or taking Motrin or something of the like before you start drinking, prevent one?
Well, you know, one of the largest problems with over use of alcohol is dehydration. Alcohol is a direct inhibitor of ADH, which is a type of hormone that allows us to hold on to the water when we need it. And with alcohol, you suppress that. And so now if you have 4 ounces of vodka, well, you actually urinate a lot more than 4 ounces as a result of that vodka or whatever the alcohol. And that dehydration is a huge component of a hangover. So having water, plenty of water between your drinks or even before your drinks will help. The use of NSAIDs like Advil or Aleve or aspirin, there's some caution to use with that, simply because of the effects on the stomach and acidity and ulcers and gastritis and so on. Some people will try one or two aspirin. Usually we say maybe one 325 milligram aspirin or an 81 milligram aspirin before you start drinking, to kind of help with this pathway, this glutathione pathway, to prevent or minimize the effects of the.
Is Tylenol better than aspirin or ibuprofen? Because Tylenol can affect the liver, and especially in women.
Right, definitely would not use Tylenol beforehand. The concept of Tylenol and headache, they go hand in hand, but Tylenol with alcohol.
Yeah, it's a bad combo,
has
isn't it?
Huge caution.
Now, so then there's also, you know, all these kinds of remedies if you do. First of all, does eating help to prevent?
Well, eating can have some benefit. One of the problems with the alcohol breakdown is that you have the process that our liver goes through while we're sleeping is when we sleep, we fast. We're not eating. And our body still requires sugar to survive while we're sleeping. So we have a process called gluconeogenesis. The liver is breaking down body fats and so on to maintain fuel. Alcohol impedes that, and so we don't have the same degree of gluconeogenesis that occurs. And since alcohol is an empty calorie, it's not used for fuel, we then can become a little hypoglycemic, and that can contribute to the hangover effect. So having some food and some nutrition and sugar and carbohydrates that are long-lasting through the night might help minimize some of those effects, but it unfortunately can also contribute to what's left in our toilet bowl the next morning.
Absolutely. Now, because these are short segments, but as we go through the actual remedies the next day, water, sports drinks, coffee, hair of the dog, little food, greasy food, exercise, do any of these things have effect?
Well, all of them have some effect in a good way, and some of them may be a little counterintuitive. Having a thick, greasy meal in the morning might actually induce a little bit of nausea. The hair of the dog, the adding alcohol to alcohol, there is some science behind that, but it's really not recommended as a true remedy. The carbohydrate content may be helpful to help restore some of that sugar, and definitely plenty of water, although that also can induce some of that nausea again. The remedies that we've come up with, like with Bloom, do have several different components that have low volume but have a big punch. There are this particular product, Recovery, will help to establish a lot of that you're missing from protection of the liver with the milk thistle and the nausea effect improvement with the ginger root. There's several different components in that Recovery remedy that will help combat that. Taking it the night before as well as in the morning seem to have the best effect, and we've had the most feedback as far as success goes when taking it before you drink, possibly before you go to bed, and then again in the morning.
So all natural remedies, some of these things that are out there, I've used everything from different types of teas, you know, where I've put in some of the products that you actually just mentioned, you know, gotten teas or various things. So where do vitamins fit into any of this or some of your herbal remedies?
Well, vitamins, you when it's a single night, when it's just this never happens and you had one night out, then you may not really be that deficient in the actual vitamin category. Now, long-term use of alcohol will definitely cause a depletion of certain vitamins, particularly the B, thiamine, and folate. But your remedies, when we look at the weekend or something that just kind of got away from you, or in this particular case with Recovery, it's also beneficial with people who are just very active. But the replenishment of some of these nutrients and some of the herbal effects, they go a long way as far as the components. The ingredients within this do help with the with some of the nausea, with the fatigue, with the sense of anhedonia. You don't feel like doing anything fun. This particular remedy can help with that. There are some out there that have very similar mechanisms. We think this proprietary blend and this components will have a better effect than some of them out there, but there is some utility in it.
And is there any truth to the quality of the liquor, Dr. Zarate, that you consume? So if you're drinking cheap wine that has maybe lots of sulfites or something in it versus a nice expensive bottle of wine, is there any truth to the fact that one of these is going to provide less of a sort of a headache and that feeling the next day than another?
Well, there is some truth to typically to the degree of distillation that occurs, not necessarily with the wine, but with the congeners that are in alcohol. Some of the more expensive ones may have gone through more distillations and removed some of those things that do contribute to hangover. With wines and the sulfates and the nitrates, most wine is preserved with the sodium sulfate, and there are some people that do have headaches associated with that. Some of them have a nitrate preparation to help with their preservation, and that contributes to headache just like any other form of nitrate will do. So if you eat a preserved food and it gives you a headache, then you may have that same effect with wine.
The last just minute here, Dr. Zarate, give us your best advice and tell people where they can find out more about your information.
Sure. Well, best advice is moderation. That's always, you're going to hear that from every doc you go to. But in the event that didn't work out for you, or simply things got away, plenty of fluids, lots of hydration. Try and make sure you're keeping up your carbohydrate load. And at bloomherbalorganics.com, you can find a whole litany of products that we address other things as well as allergies and sinuses and so on. But the Recovery product will help with with those hangover effects, and as well as from effects related to over-exercising or having a really long, strenuous day out at the gym or hiking and so on.
So it's Bloom Herbal Organics, Dr. Rudy Zarate. Thank you so much. And remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.